Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 6, 2024, another FIFA corruption trial edition. And we begin with that story from the Financial Times, where German officials claim German football officials improperly claim tax relief on suspicious payments from Franz Beckenbauer to a Qatari who helped decide that Germany should host the 2006 World Cup. The tax case against the former officials reopened the controversy of more than 20 years. It turns on payments from the late footballer, Franz Beckenbauer, Germany icon, late former Adidas boss, Robert Louis Dreyfus, a Qatari former FIFA official, Mohammed bin Hamann, and the German Football Association. This case really doesn't focus on corruption, but they're focused on charges of aggravated tax evasion by the German Football Association. So FIFA long ago and still in the news. From our next story comes to us from Reuters that a trial has begun in Vietnam's largest multi-billion-dollar financial fraud. This case has 90 defendants accused of being part of a $12 billion scam, which for some of them, it actually risks the death penalty. The trial is expected to last until the end of April in the People's Court in Ho Chi Minh City. This is part of the overall fraud and a graft drive led in recent months to multiple high-profile arrests, the resignation of top current and former officials of the communist government. Next up, bad news for Senator Bob Menendez, as the trial court has rejected his claim that the search warrants, which discovered the gold bars and cash in his house, were unconstitutional and obtained illegally. Really no surprise there, but with his co-defendant pleading guilty to actually giving him the cash and gold bars and them being at his home, I think he's probably going to go down. And a final story comes to us from Bloomberg that Mike Lynch gets a rare win in court as he has actually settled his case with the Serious Fraud Office around data privacy and data protection. It's not clear what he was trying to protect, whether it was trying to keep the U.S. government from getting certain personal information or others, but there was a notice that the litigation involving Lynch and the SFO had been resolved. Of course, you could look at this as a win for the SFO because it wasn't lost. It's unclear at this point. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.